Orillia's City Council, elected in November of 2018, is entering the final year of its four-year mandate. The next municipal election, slated for October 24, 2022, is just 1 year away. With that in mind, we canvassed Mayor Steve Clark and all eight city councilors to answer six key questions heading into the home stretch of their tenure. They were given a limit of 150 words per response. Their responses are published verbatim. Their responses are published verbatim. Click here to read their answers to our first question. Click here to read their answers to our second question. Here for answers to the third question. Here for answers to our fourth question and here for answers to the fifth question. Do you intend to run again? Why or why not? Orillia Mayor Steve Clark, as much as having this job has been an honor and a privilege, and make no mistake, it has been just that, I have not yet decided whether I will run again or not. David Campbell, Ward 1, yes, I intend to run again. There are a lot of projects that we have started during this term that I would like to see through to completion. But it's more than that. In 2018, I said that I had worked in the municipal world for many years, knew how things worked, and would hit the ground running. Well, there was a much steeper learning curve than I had anticipated. I took courses, did a tremendous amount of studying, and have continued to learn over the last 3 years. This is not an easy job. You are asked to make decisions on things that, sometimes, you know very little about. You have to be constantly learning and researching. Yes, it's challenging. But when you are tasked with making decisions that directly affect people's lives, it shouldn't be easy. I look forward to the challenges the coming years will bring. Ted Emmond, Ward 1, 8 years is a long time to maintain the passion and drive to be an effective counselor. I'm hesitant to commit to another 4 years. But we'll see. Ralph Cipolla, Ward 2. Yes, I want to finish some of the projects I am passionate about. I feel that COVID-19 put us behind and I want to see them be completed. I also want to help build our community back after the effects of COVID-19. Rob Kloostra, Ward 2. I have thoroughly enjoyed my 2 terms on council and I feel I have more to give. Many supporters have come forward asking me to run for mayor. I am currently exploring that option. Mason Ainsworth, Ward 3, at this time, I am focusing on finishing this term of council and our upcoming budget deliberations. I will make my decision at some point next year and will make sure to let you know one way or the other. Jay Fallis, Ward 3, I would give a similar answer to last year's question. I've had a really wonderful experience so far serving as a city councilor. It's not always been easy and there have, of course, been some challenging moments. However, overall the experience has been a positive one. While in this role, I've learned a lot, and had the opportunity to give back to the community that I love. I am certainly planning on running again. Pat Henn, Ward 4. This is a question you will need to ask me in another 6 or 7 months. It really depends on the day as to how I answer it. It will depend on whether I think I can do the job well for another 4 years. It will also depend on family considerations. Although I really enjoy all my fellow counselors, I was disappointed that I was the only woman on council. I often find that I give a different perspective to a matter, so I really feel it is important to have that representation on our council. I can remember that during one of my mother's terms there were actually 3 women on council, wouldn't that be lovely? My mother, Myrtle Bolin, was an alderman during the 70s and 80s with Pat McIsaac and Kathy Hall. During part of that time Pat McIsaac served as mayor. Tim Lauer, Ward 4. This will be a game time decision, but I'm hopeful that I will be able to run. There are projects I would like to see through to the end, waterfront, climate action plan, as well as social service issues I would like the opportunity to address further. I also continue to believe that we are not keeping up in regards to infrastructure. Despite past efforts, we are, in my opinion, falling behind with our roads and sidewalk programs as well as general maintenance. The problem needs an aggressive plan, human resources, and a creative funding strategy I would like to help develop.